Hold on, give me one quick moment. My apologies.
I just started recording. Okay.
All right. So we are in for a special training today. Antonio is doing something great. He's been doing some great things, and I just wanted to document it and use it for today's marketing class. So Antonio is currently in a meeting with a billionaire that's interested in wanting to join the network. So keep in mind, yes. Let me not run over that. My apologies. Antonio is currently in a meeting with a billionaire that's interested in wanting to join the network. All right.
I'd say, Kat, let's say a prayer for him and the meeting, but none of our ministers are on right this second. Do we have a minister on yet? We need a 30-second prayer here. Okay. Thank you. I'll pray.
All right. Look, pray for success in Jesus' name. Amen. There we go. All right. So what I want everyone to do is to keep in mind, there are no investors in any of Antonio's companies, nor does he have meetings about investing in his companies. And so this will be a meeting of friendship and Antonio and the billionaire putting one another in the flow of massive income. How does all of that tie into marketing? We're going to get to that. But what that does let you know is that in your business relationships, make sure that you are meeting with people that you can trust and that it is a give-give relationship, that there is a flow of income going from both ways. And it's not just a one-way relationship. So the first thing is, how did Antonio's content create this meeting? So we have to kind of dig into a little law of attraction. When you do your marketing, what are you telling people? When you do your content, what are you telling people? Antonio's content that he creates tells people he's a millionaire maker. He started the fastest growing MLM marketing, MLM network in the world. He is the millionaire maker. He coaches millionaires. He helps profitable clients become more profitable. So what is your content telling people? What is your content telling people to create the meetings for you to be able to sit in front of billionaires and say, hey, let's talk. I want to join your network. What type of content are you creating? So how did Antonio's content create this meeting? Okay, let's start from number one. He has a hashtag. Who knows what his hashtag is? Okay, Grace.
Okay. Jerome, were you unmuting your mic?
Yes. Hashtag,
okay.
We make profitable companies more profitable.
All right. So that hashtag goes across all social media platforms. That's a part of his marketing. He also has another hashtag that he uses. Who else? Who knows what that hashtag is?
Oh, go ahead.
I know that one too.
All right, go ahead.
Can plant better, you can dominate.
Yes. Yes, sir. And then he has one more hashtag. Who can tell me what that hashtag is?
Is that millionaire maker?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So hashtag, we make profitable clients more profitable. Hashtag, you can plant better, you can dominate. And hashtag, millionaire maker. All of this goes through all of his content. So on top of the content he already creates, on top of the documentation that he does, he also has the hashtag. So the people that he does not meet, the people that he does not reach naturally, that hashtag helps, because when somebody puts in hashtag millionaire maker, who's going to pop up? When somebody puts in hashtag we make profitable clients more profitable, who's going to pop up? If anybody just puts in hashtag plant better, who's going to pop up? So a part of him creating his content is his hashtag. Now, the next thing in his content creation and how the content creation led to this meeting is, what does he say in his content? Every video you've ever seen him do, what is he doing? He's creating millionaires. He's telling you how to become a millionaire. He's giving you instructions on what to do to create products to become a millionaire, a blueprint to become a millionaire, a business system. How do you do? He's giving away everything on how you build yourself to become a millionaire. And then he takes this content and he floods the media. See, with this particular meeting that he's in today, this particular gentleman came from a podcast. Someone who has seen his podcast, someone who has listened to his podcast, someone who has started following him, someone who pays attention to his content. And because of that, he said, "Hey, Antonio, I want to talk to you about your network. I'm interested in wanting to join. Let's have lunch to talk about this in more detail." This is also a billionaire that Antonio actually interviewed on the Secret to Success podcast. Yes, sir. So when you are creating your content, what is your content telling people? What message are you delivering? How is your content going to lead you to a meeting inside of a room with someone who wants what you have? Not you going to them saying, "Hey, I need from you," but them saying, "Hey, I want to work with you." That's all a part of marketing. So how did Antonio's content create this meeting? He put his narrative into his content. He's the millionaire maker. He makes profitable clients more profitable. He plants better so he can dominate. So when you're putting out your content, make sure your narrative is in every piece of your content. You don't have to come out and say, "Hey, this is what I'm doing." But in every piece of your marketing material and every piece of content you put out, make sure your narrative is in it. If you're saving the world, make sure your narrative is in it. If you want to help every single young boy in your neighborhood, make sure your narrative is in it. If you want to help every single person learn how to use humor when they stand on a stage to get their audience, make sure it's in your narrative. You want to make sure everything you do is in your narrative. So real quick, who has questions before I move on to the next one?
I just got to say, this is brilliant. I mean, I've just taken great notes. As a CEO, I'm just telling you that what you have just said in these first few minutes in this broadcast, I thought all the other stuff I've taken for the last year has been great and brilliant. But I'm telling you, what you've just shared and the way you positioned it is just so impactful. And I'm just hoping everybody gets it, because this is the strategy that is the game changer. And we're watching Antonio change the game. And that's one of the most important things about this university, is we don't get a lot of philosophy from a textbook. We get real life. Here's the real deal. How you become a millionaire and how you interact with billionaires and get their attention. So I just want to say before you go on, because I've got my notes and I want you to go on, but I just had to say, for anybody looking at this video in the future who sees this recording, I needed to stand up and just say, you better pay attention to these first few minutes of this video.
Thank you so much, Ms. Hale. Thank you very much. Well, all right, well, let's keep going. Oh, wait, yes, sir. I apologize, Jerome. I apologize. Go ahead. The floor is yours, sir.
I got to piggyback on Miss Pamela there and what she just said, because the thing that hit me when she spoke up was this. because I've been with Antonio for a year and a half now, going on 2 years. And the amazing thing about his hashtags and the amazing thing about what he projects and what he sends out into the universe is what he is. So mm-hmm. I say to anybody out there that wants to follow this platform and follow this narrative and follow this teaching, you got to be what you say you are too. Not just saying stuff. People can get on the bandwagon and go, ooh, 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 ooh. And then when it's all said and done, you have nothing. You have nothing. And the example that I want to share with the group, and for those who are here who know this, as we were unrolling the university from the way it was before to the MLM, we ran into a couple of bumps in the road, okay, that we didn't anticipate. But with business, you're always going to run into bumps in the road. And when those bumps come, you got to know how to navigate and get through those. Well, when that happened, I went, oh, we run into a couple of bumps in the road. I didn't hear anything. But guess what? I wasn't listening for anything. And the reason why is because I was focused on what I had been taught. My business, Jerome Red's business, needed to move forward in spite of the ATSBU. And that's exactly what I was doing in the background, promoting my business and getting it going. And then all of a sudden I get a phone call and I say, wait a minute, Jerome, you haven't skipped a beat. Your stuff is still moving and going. And now you can take that phone call that you just got and incorporate it right into what you're already doing, because you've already been taught what to do. Bingo. So you got to be what you say you are. And that's what the ATSB has been. And that's what Antonio's been. So when that little bump came, I can't speak for anybody else. Okay. I'm speaking for Jerome. And that thing blew me away, because I said, wait a minute. This is real. This stuff ain't a bunch of hoopla guy. This is real business, money making, millionaire stuff. Thank you very much. I'm going to be quiet.
Well, Jerome, I'm glad you actually brought that up, because I am going to bring that up later, because it all goes into marketing as well. There are a lot of things that take place in business, and we don't think it has to do with marketing. But how people view you comes from what they see. What they see is part of marketing, whether you put the marketing out there or not. If someone else posts something about you, that's marketing. If someone else says something about you, that's marketing. If someone else posts a graphic about you, that's marketing. So if your narrative is the same at all times, no matter what, your marketing will be the same at all times. And like in Jerome, just like you said, because of the narrative of the ATS Business University, you kept moving. No matter what was going on around you, you kept moving. So when you got that phone call, you were like, oh, all right, then let's do it. You know, your marketing, your content, what you create, that's what keeps everything afloat.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.